Thanksgiving. It won't be the same since Mom died, no matter how much food we cook.
Even when it's hard to be thankful, God is still close to you. He can help you heal. Happy Thanksgiving. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. You know, a lot of people tend to feel kind of sad around Thanksgiving. Special times like holidays are often a painful reminder of a loved one we've lost or a friend who's moved away. But even if you feel sad, I want to remind you about an important principle that comes from God. David wrote this in Psalm 34:18. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And now for our story. Let's listen. It's called Cold Turkey. "Maria," Dad called, "your aunt and uncle will be here soon. Can you come down and help with dinner?" Maria sighed and tossed the book she was reading on the floor. The last thing she wanted to do was help with Thanksgiving dinner. It was their first Thanksgiving without Mom, and it wouldn't be the same no matter how much food they cooked. When Maria shuffled into the kitchen, Dad smiled at her. "Want to learn how to carve a turkey?" he asked. Maria shrugged, which Dad took to mean yes, she did. After Dad explained what to do, Maria began slicing the turkey, but the knife wouldn't go all the way through. "Dad, this isn't cutting right. It's frozen." Dad took the knife and tried to make a cut, but it wouldn't go any deeper than a few inches. The middle was still frozen solid. Dad groaned. "Oh, I must not have let it thaw long enough." "Why are we even trying to cook a turkey anyway?" bellowed Maria. "Mom's gone and it won't be the same. I don't care if people are coming. I don't want Thanksgiving." Maria ran to her room and collapsed onto the bed sobbing. A few minutes later, Dad came in and sat down. "Maria, I know it's been hard for you since Mom died. When something terrible like that happens, it can take a long time to get past the anger and sadness. It's okay to feel those things, and it's important to acknowledge our feelings and work through them, because we don't want our hearts to become cold and hard like that turkey." Dad gently brushed a tear from Maria's cheek. "The turkey needed more time to thaw than I realized, but if I just left it in the freezer, it never would have thawed at all. Right now, your heart needs to thaw, and one way to help it along is to be with your family today. We love you, and Jesus loves you, and He wants to help you heal. One way He brings that healing into your life is through people who can be there for you and share His love with you when you're hurting." Maria lifted her head from the pillow and wiped her eyes. "Okay, Dad, I'll come to Thanksgiving," she smiled. "But we'd better hurry and order some takeout." Well, how about you? Have you experienced something that's caused you a lot of anger and sadness? Maybe your parents divorced or a friend hurt you. Feeling angry and sad is normal, and you should let an adult know how you feel so they can help. It's important to work through those feelings so that you can heal. Jesus knows how you feel, and He wants to help you. He often does that by putting people in your life who can offer their love and support. It may take time, but He can help you heal. Our key verse is Psalm 34, verse 18.
"The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
And our key thought on Thanksgiving, Jesus wants to help you heal. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.